Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome, 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 one and all, from Australia, the UK, North, South America, all around the globe, and over 100 countries. It's the host of the number one motivational podcast on planet Earth, Sam Crowley. It's great to have you. I had an amazingly rough night last night. Going to share that with you, not because I want to boo-hoo and air my dirty laundry. I actually want to inspire you and empower you to let you understand. You're going to go through the valley. If you want to get to the mountaintop, my friend, you're going to go through the valleys, plural, valleys, meaning it's going to be highs and lows, right? But you got to get there somehow, some way. Here's the key, though. You don't spend time in the valley. Like the old story in the Bible says, one of my favorite books, the Bible, I'm not a Bible thumper. I don't go quoting verses to people that don't want to hear it. Because that makes it extremely annoying for other people. But I love when they talk about Jesus passing through the valley. You will go through the valley. Yes, through the valley. Didn't camp there. Didn't pitch a tent. Didn't hang out there. Didn't just, you know, say, I'm going to stay here for the rest of my life. No. Actually just passing through. I'm just passing through. For that matter, may not even have been Jesus. Might have been another person in the Bible. Isn't that funny? Isn't that great? I can quote Bible verses and not even sure what I'm talking about. Isn't that great? God loved the sinner, man. God loved the imperfect individual. God loved the individual who puts forth the effort that doesn't worry about all the lights being green before they leave the house. One more item of housekeeping. If you are not a subscriber of this shoe, make sure you head over to iTunes, click the subscribe button. It's free. It's always free. It's the number one motivational podcast in the world, and it's always free to you. And make sure you leave a 5-star rating and a great review. Why? Because we want to build up Sam's ego. No. Because we want other people to be able to find the show. The more reviews, the better the reviews, the easier it is for people like you to find the show, the ones that really need it. And we've exploded over the past 10 years on iTunes, and it's only getting better. So, let's talk. Can we talk today? You ready? Ready for some challenges in your life? Here we go. Well, ready for, actually, I'm going to share challenges in my life with you. I like to be transparent as a glass of water, okay? That's really the best part of this show. Just let it rip, no outline, turn on the mic, start recording. That's why this show is so popular, is because there's really no filter. Good, right, wrong, or indifferent. I don't know where I'm going with the show until I hit the record button, and that's really makes it great for you. So last night, around 1 o'clock in the morning, get the old phone call from the neonatal ICU unit at UC Medical Center, where our youngest daughter, Susan Catherine, has been for the past 67 days after being born at 24 weeks. So we've gotten this dreaded call several times, and it's usually, well, not usually, it's never good news. It's never good news. Never, not one time are they calling us in the middle of the night to say, hey, just want to let you know your baby's doing great. Wow, she's really exceeding expectations, and we couldn't be happier. That's why we wake you up at 1 in the morning. Now, this was a phone call. And by the way, my wife and I both go early to bed, early to rise individuals, up at 5, 5:30 in the morning, go to bed 9, 10 at night, at the latest 10 at night. Yeah, I do, man. I go to bed at 9. Yeah, I go to bed at 9 sometimes on a Friday. Shh. Don't tell anybody. Sometimes I'll go to bed at 9 o'clock on a Friday. I get up about 4:30 in the morning on a Saturday. It's beautiful. Nobody else is up. You want to ever grab a cup of coffee? There's no line. Need to go to the Walmart, grocery store, head on out at 4 a.m., baby, especially the all-nighters. Nobody's there. But we get the call at 1 a.m., and we've sound asleep, and it's the neonatal ICU letting us know that our daughter had an event. Quote-unquote. I got my little air quotes, event. Now, the word event, perfect example of you can give a word any meaning you want to give it. That's why I never get too caught up in, you know, context is everything in words in the English language, because you pretty much give them the own meaning you want to give them. And so an event in this case means that our daughter stopped breathing for a while. They removed the ventilator, unplugged everything, removed the tube from her throat, the one that actually provides her oxygen. Basically, everything that's keeping her alive, they removed so they could give her manual breaths through her mouth, this little suction thing they have, as well as compressing her little chest. Now, all of this sounds extremely scary, and it is. However, our daughter's doing very well this morning, okay, when I'm recording the show. So it has a happy ending. Sure, she's still with us today. But, you know, that's all the, and they don't know why all this happened. They got her back, revived her, whatever the term is you want to use. So that was the little event that they were letting us know happened last night. And it sucks. It really does. I'm not even going to try to hide it to let you know that this is, I don't say it's a torturous journey. It's a journey, you know, a journey in any event, you know, whatever you, and I'm not even saying this journey that we're on is any better or worse than what you're going through or have been through. I'm just letting you know that we have no control still. We started out this journey 67 days ago on August 17th. Today is October 23rd, 2014, and we started 67 days ago knowing that we have zero control over this entire process. Now, does that mean we don't worry, we don't get anxious, we don't have fear? No, we're human beings, okay? We're human beings, but we keep the main thing, and that is that we've, and when I keep saying we, I mean my wife and I, we understand the value of a human life. We understand the moment. You know what I'm talking about? Just a moment. So many people are caught up in stuff that just doesn't matter. My God, would you let it go? The house, the car, the color of the paint in the dining room. The you know, yesterday, this is a perfect example. And I love all my Facebook friends. I love some more than others, okay? I've opened up my Facebook page to be completely 100% public. So if you go to Facebook and search Sam Crowley, you'll see it. I'm maxed out on friends, got a lot of followers, a lot of closet little stalkers checking in. I know who you are. And actually, I don't know who you are. And I think it's great. I opened my page up finally to make it just public because I want people to be able to just follow the journey of baby Susan. And it, I want to keep my Every Day is Saturday business page, the fan page at Every Day is Saturday on Facebook, you know, for business, for motivation, inspiration, this podcast I promote, business opportunities in which I'm involved with, like Doobly Network right now, which is exploding, by the way. You really ought to seriously go to everydaysaturday.com/Doobly and check this out, man. I mean, you're going to kick yourself for not jumping on this. And that's not just some slimy, smarmy way of getting you in some biz op. This is awesome, all right? Awesome. Regular people just like you crushing it. Go to everydaysaturday.com/Doobly. Check it out. So I opened up my personal page, and yesterday I put a photo on there about donuts that my wife and I stopped at Dunkin' Donuts, and we got 3 dozen assorted donuts yesterday that we bring down to the NICU staff at UC Medical Center. These are the people that are keeping our baby alive, okay? So we'll all, on occasion, we'll bring bagels, we'll bring donuts, we'll bring coffee, I mean, whatever. So took a photo in the lobby on our way up to the NICU and posted it on my Facebook page. Want to check it out? Go to facebook.com/Sam Crowley. And no sooner than I uploaded the photo, yeah, we always get great comments, hundreds and hundreds of likes. Look, that's awesome. And here's the deal. I am not focusing this podcast on a rant, okay? It's not like I teach all the time. Let's not let 10% of what's going on affect 90% of the good that's out there. But I just want to, this is perfect in the sense that what happened last night, this even really puts it even more into perspective. So I post a photo of me holding 3 dozen donuts in my hand on our way up to the NICU. No sooner do I post it, after a few, you know, positive comments, you know, God bless Susan, we're praying for Susan, you go, Susan, way to go. I get a couple of posts about gluten-free, sugar, maybe you could have brought a healthier, you know, smorgasbord up to the NICU staff. And you know what's funny is there are healthier alternatives than donuts. I get that. Unfortunately, here's the rub on that whole thing. It's not about donuts, okay? It's about the gesture. the focus is on the NICU staff. When I say NICU, it's NICU, the NICU, neonatal ICU unit. The focus is not on donuts. The focus is not on sugar. Focus is not on having a healthier diet. The focus is not on gluten-free. If you want to, you know, spout out your, you know, your health alternatives or what you do, I think that's great. Do it on your own page on a blog where we're, you're actually have that target market. You know how many times I talk about target market? How many times do I talk about you can never say the wrong thing to the right audience? You know what I'm talking about? Like, you can try to say the wrong thing, but because they're your exact demographic, you can't. And conversely, you can never say the right thing to the wrong audience. It's the wrong audience. You know, I was posting a photo to highlight the medical staff at the neonatal ICU unit. I wasn't looking for suggestions. I didn't post, hey, has anybody got any ideas for healthier alternatives than donuts that I can bring the medical staff? I wasn't asking for that. But isn't it funny how a lot of people, some people, and look, I'm not using any names because I'm not here to berate anybody. That's just not my style, you know, but I am here because I have the opportunity, I have this kind of pulpit here that I can speak, and because it's my show, I can kind of give you my ideas. And if you have a different opinion, that's great too. That's what makes this world beautiful, many different opinions. However, the platform, I'm not looking for ideas on healthier alternatives right now. If I would have posted, hey guys, I'm out of ideas, I want some really good, you know, nuts and fruit and vegetables, a nice veggie tray, what's a good vegan tray I can bring up? I'm really concerned about the health of the NICU staff. Can anybody have any ideas? Then it would have been perfect. You know, then I opened myself up, give me ideas. But I don't want, need, or desire any unsolicited advice. And that's just the way I am. And you know why I am that way, and maybe you are as well, is because I used to take orders and I used to have to take advice from people. Like, I used to have to sit in a cubicle or an office in corporate, and people would give me their ideas, good, bad, right, wrong, and I'd have to nod my head and validate them and say, oh, that's a really good idea. We may or may not use it, knowing that it's a horrible idea. I would never use it, and I'm not interested in it. But I had to be that individual, the yes man, my entire life, taking that. Now, especially now, when I want to put the focus on my daughter and the medical staff at a hospital, I don't want ideas about sugar. You know, gluten-free. I'm not interested. If I'm interested, I'll let you know. And that's kind of the mindset of an entrepreneur. You know, somebody who, I'll let you know when I want advice. And when you put yourself out there in the public eye, you are opening yourself up to a lot of different advice. And most of the time, I say absolutely nothing. Yesterday, I said something, and I did reply back on my wall. Most of the time, I say nothing. Because I get, let me tell you something. If I could share with you the amount of Facebook messages I get and emails about everybody's opinion of how we should do this with Susan and what we should say to the doctors and the care we should give our daughter. I mean, there are some serious wackadoodles out there. Most of them people come from a position of love and care. But again, it's unsolicited advice. I didn't ask for, hey guys, I want emails about ideas how we can circumvent the medical staff at the NICU that have been doing this for 30 years. I want your ideas because you don't have any experience. You've read an article or a blog, and I want to know what you think about this stuff. Like, I didn't put that out there at all. But it's wild, man. And then after an event like last night, it even puts it more in perspective. Live your life. Live your life. You know, spend time with the people that matter in your life. You don't want anybody telling you what to do. You don't want anybody telling you how to live your life. You have these fleeting moments with the people that you love and the people that you really care about. And we're all looking at our stupid iPhone, right? Your Samsung, your Android, whatever the hell it is. You can't even lift your eyes off your phone for 5 seconds because you're texting somebody who you don't even care about something that doesn't even matter. You could turn your phone off for 3 weeks and it wouldn't even matter. Life goes on. You know what's funny? Your life is going to be turned off soon. Might be 20 years, might be 20 days, might be 30 years. It's going to end. And you want to spend it talking about stuff that doesn't matter, giving your opinion to people who don't want it, you getting an opinion from people who you're not necessarily there. Michael Bloomberg is trying to keep me from drinking a 32-ounce soda in New York City. Isn't that funny? I haven't had a soda. When was the last time I had a soda? It's got to be. What, I'm 46 years old. I'm guessing the last time I drank a can of pop, I think it could pop or soda. That's a whole other debate. I grew up in Bradford, PA. We called it pop. Last time I drank like a Coke, a Pepsi, a Sprite, Sierra Mist, anything like that, I bet I was 25 years old, over 20 years ago. Now, you want to drink a soda? Drink it up. Have 20 of them. I'm never going to say a word to you. Never. Now, if you're my kid, I'm probably going to give you the gift of feedback. If my kid sat in front of me and drank 10 cans of Coke, yeah, I'd probably give her the gift of feedback, okay? But if she has one, have a ball, kid. Just have a ball. I don't need anybody giving me their advice about a soda. I can't go to New York City now and drink any. You know what's funny? I don't want to drink a 32-ounce soda. I have no interest in drinking. But you know what I have even a little less interest in? Somebody telling me whether I can or can't. That's the big deal. You get it? You know what I'm talking about? If I want to drink 75 ounces of Mountain Dew to wash down 17 Big Macs, I don't want your opinion. I know I'm killing myself. I don't want your opinion. That's the beauty of where we live. If I want your opinion, I'm going to ask. You know what I'm talking about, right? As entrepreneurs, we go out and solicit the opinions of the people whom we hold in high regard so we can make our road to Saturday a little less bumpy, okay? But when we leave our job, we leave the feedback behind unless we ask for it. That's why it's called unsolicited feedback. And I'm on a roll today, baby, because I'm jacked up. And we got that nasty phone call that completely sucks to get in the middle of the night. And we know it's coming. We're going to get five more, I'm sure, until our daughter comes home, God willing, you know. But we just got to suck it up. And that puts everything in perspective. So don't boo-hoo about the color of paint in your dining room, or the garbage man that didn't put your baskets back on all set up the way you wanted, or the Wi-Fi that doesn't work, or the phone call that dropped on the way to work. You know, man, let me tell you something. I'm on fire today, man. I'm jacked up. I'm freaking jacked up. You know why I'm jacked up? Because I want to squeeze the last bit of toothpaste out of my tube of life. I don't want to sit around majoring in minor things, man. That's for losers, all right? If you're majoring in minor things, you're a freaking loser, okay? Why don't you get your head out of you know what and start worrying about things that matter? How about this? How about stop worrying altogether and start investing your damn time in places where you're going to get the biggest return on your investment? I'm sitting in traffic on my way back and forth to the hospital every single day, and I see people texting like if they don't send that damn text message while they're going 65 miles an hour putting their makeup on in the rearview mirror, that all of a sudden the world's going to end. You know, your world will end. You want it to end with you majoring in minor things? Do you want to spend your time worried about sugar and gluten-free and all that stuff? Great. Here's a better idea. Why don't you go create a movement around it? Find your own target market of individuals that want to know more about how to live a healthy life. Hell, I'd probably be one of them. When the time is right, why don't you go find your own market? Why don't you go create your own movement? All right. Don't be the person that gives the unsolicited advice. Be a blessing to other people. Create your own market, your own product. Get out there and monetize your passion and then take some of the profits and help other people along the way. Quit being so damn selfish. Quit waking up right before you got to get in the car and getting to work right before it starts and just giving just enough effort so the boss doesn't fire you. And I know the boss pays you just enough so you won't quit. Or if you're an entrepreneur, quit getting on so many damn hangouts and webinars and going to these events thinking that the next one is going to be the best one and all you need is a little bit more information. You don't need any more information. You got to get your ass in gear. That's what you need to do. You got to stop relying on other people and think, oh, if I just hear another more information, read another book. I mean, you don't need that crap. Get a PayPal account. It's free. Start collecting money. Send an email to 20 people. Hey, I'm starting my coaching program today. Here's a link to get started. $500. Oh, I can't do that. I can't do that, Sam. I've never been a coach. I don't have any certifications. Don't even get me started. Don't even get me started on that crap, okay? You don't need any certifications. I laugh. Hi, I'm a certified life coach. Oh, you are? Wow. That's great. My name's Sam Crowley. I ride roller coasters during the summertime. I have 20 college credits to my name, most of them gym and health class. I went bankrupt a little while ago, and I get excited because I laugh at stupid jokes and I speak into a microphone unscripted every single day. I coach people too. Do I sound even remotely qualified to be the same person? I have no certifications. You know what I'm certified in, man? I'm probably certifiably nuts is what I am. And you know what? I love it. I love it. I love waking up knowing that I can drive my kids to school, come home, have my large coffee with, wait for it, pumpkin spice, which is a lot of sugar, I would imagine. It's that syrup they put in and dunk in. I don't put any more sugar than that in there. I don't have sugar in my coffee at home, though. Just a little cream. Oh, you got dairy in your diet. You see where I'm going with all this stuff? You go freaking nuts, man. Everybody's got some. You go nuts. No dairy. No sugar. No dairy. You can only eat plants. You know what? I don't want to eat a plant. If I want to eat a plant, I'll eat the bushes out front of my house, okay? If I want to eat a plant, I'll walk right out my front door, take a hard right, and just start eating the bushes. I don't want to do that. I want to live a little bit. I want to enjoy life. That's what every day of Saturday means. We got a bad call last night, but you know, today's going to be a good day. It's going to be a good day for you too. You're going to have some bumps. You're going to travel through the valley. Don't let that stop you. And don't let people stop you. And don't let people's opinions of where they think you should be stop you. You know what you need to do? Get off your ass and go do something, anything. It doesn't even matter what you do today. Just create some momentum in the space that you want to be in, and it doesn't cost anything. You don't need any degrees to do it, okay? You don't need even any experience to do it. You just gotta do it, okay? All right. My name's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday Podcast. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.